It's another hot day across much of our area. Again, this afternoon, temperatures have moved up close to 90, especially from about the Capital Region and Saratoga Region on south. The other big player is the dew point, which is up into the upper 60s across much of the region. So the combination of temperature and humidity is making it feel like it's in the 90s across much of the area through the late afternoon. Now, across the north, it's not as hot today, nor is it as humid. Already we're seeing some cooler and drier air come in from Canada, and it's that transition from hot and humid weather to cooler and drier weather that's also going to bring us the chance for some thunderstorms. We've already had some thunderstorms around the area through this afternoon, and we will continue to highlight that potential for some locally strong, maybe severe storms through the late day and early evening hours. The best chance for storms will be from about the Capital Region on south, at least in terms of the greatest potential for severe storms is from about the Capital Region on south, as some of these storms have the potential to produce some damaging wind gusts or hail, and also any thunderstorm has the potential to produce some heavy downpours, and of course every thunderstorm has thunder and lightning. So as that front sinks to the south tonight, the shower and storm threat will come to an end, and then we'll finally see the mugginess go away. So that drier air coming into the north now will work its way from north to south across the entire area. It'll turn much more comfortable overnight as temperatures fall back into the 40s in some areas, though most of us will end up in the 50s. Moving into the day tomorrow, high pressure will build in from the north. That's a cooler and drier air mass, so we're looking at sunshine, much less humidity, and not nearly as hot, as temperatures tomorrow are up into the 70s, which is right around normal for this time of year. The quiet weather goes on, that more spring-like weather goes on into Thursday, with temperatures once again in the 70s, and then as we head into Friday, we'll have a front approach from the west, so it looks to be a cloudier day, and there is the chance for at least some scattered showers and storms, so you may need that umbrella again before the work week is through. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, clearing and cooler, much less humid, with lows in the upper 40s to mid 50s. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, high 68 to 76. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, clearing, cooler, and much less humid, low in the upper 40s to mid-50s, and for tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, high 68 to 76. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, chance of an evening shower or thunderstorm, then partly cloudy with dropping humidity late, low 58 to 66. Tomorrow, partly sunny and pleasant, with highs in the 70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, chance of an early shower or thunderstorm, then clearing, turning less humid, with lows in the 50s to around 60. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, with highs in the 70s. Region-wide on Thursday, partly sunny, with highs in the 70s, and on Friday, mostly cloudy, with scattered showers and thunderstorms, and highs in the upper 60s, to lower 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.